Non-fiction review, Spain in Our Hearts, Americans and the Spanish Civil War. Precise visceral account of working class heroism. William Gerrit, Newcastle Socialist Party. Left-leaning academic Adam Hochschild's remarkable latest work collects the visceral stories of Americans and Canadians who fought fascism as part of the International Brigades and Spain's 1936-9 Civil War. Hochschild also emphasizes the integral role that U.S. and European corporate interests played in tipping the scales in favor of the insurgent fascist dictator Francisco Franco. Diaries of combatants and medical staff, archives, eyewitness testimonies, enemy intercepts, telegrams, clandestine service reports, internal records from the Texaco Oil Company, and to lesser extent the Chrysler and Ford Motor Companies. All were forensically analyzed by the author. Like Henry Ford, who expressed fondness for Adolf Hitler, Texaco oil baron Torquil Reba was apparently a fanatical acolyte of Franco. Harrowing. Readers also learn about the soldiers of Spanish Morocco, long exploited by Spain's colonial masters. The revolution's official leaders failed to support them with assurances of national independence, which weakened the revolution's strength. The familiar exploits of towering literary figures like George Orwell and Ernest Hemingway are eclipsed by the harrowing experiences of extraordinary working class and middle class fighters. Laborers, academics, taxi drivers, and World War I veterans get the same dutiful storytelling as more famous participants. Hochschild documents Francoism's horrific barbarity with precision. The dates, locations, and methods of fascist atrocities range from mass executions to the first episodes of destruction of entire cities by aerial bombardment. He revisits Stalinism's betrayal of the revolutionaries in Spain. The Civil War occurred parallel to the purges and show trials in the Soviet Union. Hochschild goes out of his way to illustrate the persecution faced by the Workers' Party of Marxist Unification, PAUM. PAUM's leaders came from a Trotskyist position, although also made fatal political errors, which this work does not deal with. We are frequently reminded of the complete failure of US President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and all the liberal capitalist democracies, to support the Revolutionary Republic. They later abandoned or attacked the heroic International Brigade fighters. The book elegantly concludes with thoughtful portrayals of these fighters struggling to reintegrate into their respective home nations, often persecuted. The twilight of their lives is a touching factor in Hochschild's tribute to the people who sacrificed so much for the cause of a socialist world.